There's always a lot going on in Vermont, but one of the main topics of conversation this summer, at least in some towns, is not about politics or school funding policy. It's about deer flies and why there are so darn many of them. For a story this explosive, we had to put Vermont Public's Jane Lindholm on the case. Actually, she made us say that. The truth is, she begged us to do this story, so we humored her.
So the first thing I did was call the state entomologist, Judy Rozovsky, and I invited her to come to the epicenter of the deer fly inundation, my driveway in Moncton. Like any good host, I tried to make her feel welcome.
Nice to see you.
What can I offer you? Would you like a seltzer, or how about a fake dragonfly, a head net, some bug spray, or another fake dragonfly?
Great. I was wondering about these. I was just reading up on them. They're supposed to work great.
They do not.
They don't really?
Really. I've tried everything. The deer flies are so bad this year, neighbors are complaining they can't garden, can't play in their swing sets, and struggle to take their dogs for walks. Luckily, or unluckily, it happened to be cool and windy the morning Judy Rozovsky showed up at my house. Deer flies are less active in temps under 70, and wind can throw them off. My plan to show her just how bad it is was off to a bad start. But I had other strategies, so we took off on a walk down my road.
I did some very scientific research, which is that I posted on social media and waited for the comments to come in. And Judy, everybody agrees with me, this is the worst year anybody can remember.
Right. Well, people have short memories. Like, they probably can't remember what the weather was like last year. However, I do happen to agree that this is a very bad year for deer flies.
Vindication! But why are the deer flies so bad this year?
It's, as usual with insects, a combination of moisture and temperature. Deer flies like to breed near water or saturated soils or moist forest floors. We had a wet spring, and they like moisture, and then it was hot, and they like hot, and ba-doom, there they are.
And there they are all over Vermont. My highly scientific research uncovered commiserating complainers throughout Addison County, the Northeast Kingdom, the Upper Valley, and even the Adirondacks in New York. Rozovsky did some research, too.
Because I, too, use the scientific method of looking online for comments to see whether this is a regional phenomena or just Vermont. And it does seem that up in eastern Canada, they're having a horrible year, too.
Something for Canadians and Americans to bond over.
There you go, exactly.
The deer flies that are biting you this summer actually overwintered as maggots and emerged in their adult form once it warmed up. Males mostly eat pollen and nectar and have weak mouths. You don't need to worry about them. But in order to develop their eggs, females need the protein and fats only a good swig of blood can provide. And their mouthparts are a thing of horror. Two sets of sharp, scissor-like blades.
They're really slashers. They're going to make like an X-shaped incision on you with those mouth parts, and then they have another mouth part that laps up the blood.
And they're not picky. They'll go for your dog, a horse, a cow, or a deer. Pretty much anything prancing around in the woods or fields with blood in its veins. Deer flies are not stealthy. They're fast, bigger than house flies, but not as big as horse flies, and they buzz loudly in their approach. You can recognize them by their fighter jet shape, stripy wings, and big, colorful compound eyes. They recognize you using chemical sensors to sniff you out from afar, and their sharp eyesight helps them focus in up close. Some real scientific research has shown that biting flies are indeed attracted to the color blue, which brings us to what you can do to avoid getting bitten.
Well, let's see. You can stay indoors. You could do the deer fly SWAT dance, whirl something around your head. You could go for a walk with a taller companion who's wearing blue, who has a good chemical odor.
And not the chemical odor of bug spray. Jury's still out on whether that does anything to deter them. The jury's still out on a lot of things, it turns out, when it comes to deer flies. There are 29 known species in Vermont and more than 250 in the U.S., but they're not well studied.
That's true. Basically, if it's not a public health threat, it's not going to get that much attention, and being annoying does not constitute a public health threat.
As if on cue, I felt one land on my arm. Judy reached over and smacked it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to whack you in the arm.
No, I appreciate instinct, the
smack. Right? After being bitten by them, I really like to kill a few. And I know that's not a value I should be promoting.
You heard it here first. State entomologist says kill them.
Yeah. The good thing is there's room enough for us all to have an opinion about insects.
And whatever your opinion on deer flies, take heart. Their numbers peak around the end of July, so you don't have too much longer to suffer. For Vermont Public, I'm Jane Lindholm.